It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This lady was upset. She was driving around. I don't know if she was drunk or not in the story. I tried to look into that more because it was early in the morning. It was like 2:15, 2:30. And she pulls up into a Rally's or a Checkers, kind of different names depending on where you're at. And she's like, hey, I would like some of your chocolate ice cream. Because Rally's, if you don't know, has got vanilla, they got chocolate, soft serve, and they've got the best, which is swirl, uniting the world with a little swirl. Well, guess what? They didn't have any chocolate ice cream. So she was logical about it, said, okay, thank you. No, actually, the reason we're talking about this is she went to her car and grabbed a baseball bat and started beating the crap out of the window.
Oh, my gosh. This actually ended way different than I thought. I thought you were going to say she decided to make her own.
Well, that would be chocolate, probably.
That's I don't know
where you'd get the vanilla from. Now, I'm wondering here, some of us probably do it more than others because there are health nuts on the show. Please don't stop listening for that. But I'm wondering, who has the best ice cream? Not who can you never get it from, because you can never seem to get it from Rally's. You can never seem to get it from McDonald's. Their machine's always broken. I don't understand
always.
That. But I was thinking about it. A lot of fast food places, you know, you can include other places like Dairy Queen because they have food too. Like, who's got the best, in your opinion, like the best place to go get something? Because I never really had it till later in life, but I love Culver's. They have like a concrete mixer. You ever get one of those?
I do not like those. The only thing that is sort
custard.
Of like it that I like is a McFlurry. But So I love McFlurries and hate Dairy Queen Blizzards.
What?
I think Blizzards are so gross. The texture of the ice cream, it's like it's icy. I know that sounds
okay,
weird.
I
ice
see
cream
what you're
icy.
Saying, yeah.
I do not like Blizzards.
Yeah, I would take a McFlurry over a Blizzard any day. I don't even remember the last time I had a Blizzard. Because
McFlurries
it's just
are
not
softer.
Worth it to me.
Wow.
But I love a McDonald's McFlurry. An Oreo McFlurry is probably
best.
One of the top 10 best foods on the planet Earth.
Did you know for an extra 35 cents you could add the M&Ms too?
I don't even want the M&Ms. That's like overload.
No, I'm telling you, it's game changer. It's really
wait,
good.
Wait, what's the game changer here with the McFlurry?
Oreo and
you
M&M.
You could get an Oreo and M&M McFlurry.
See, I don't like M&Ms. Like
I don't
in
like
my,
M&Ms in
yeah.
desserts.
The M&Ms
no,
are good
neither.
In there. I don't think I could do the, that sounds like the McGangbang, like even though it's not a sandwich. I don't think I could add the M&Ms and the Oreos. I'm a total fatty and could eat them separately, but that's a lot going on at once.
No, every time, and it's delicious. I turned my boyfriend onto it, Chase, and I turned my friend, producer Emily K, onto it, and they both love it.
I mean, I think you just go with McDonald's when it does work once again. And we love you, McDonald's. I'm not trying to poo-poo you, but let's be honest. Your ice cream machine is down quite often.
In the past, like, 3 years, have probably tried to go and get, I'll say 5 years. I've tried to go and get a McFlurry at McDonald's, like, probably 10 times total.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time. The machine has been down that I'm like, it's not. I just don't even try
If you
anymore.
Work at McDonald's, can you call us real quick, 833-JOE-ALEX, and just be real. Is it just that you don't want to make the ice cream cone? Or
That's
why,
how
why,
I feel.
Why is it down?
Wait,
it's down.
I know why.
Oh, you do?
Oh, do you?
Why is it
yeah,
down, Liv?
Because it takes so long to clean the machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's always down.
Okay, and that's why I'm asking, how does it take that long? I worked at McDonald's, guys, for 4 hours. I know a lot about McDonald's, okay? I was there for one shift.
You're a resident McDonald's expert.
No, I am. And I worked there for 5 years.
Wow, you have such a history.
You worked at McDonald's
I've
for
said
five
this.
Years?
No, you know, you've
yes,
ne-
I
you,
have.
You, I, trust me,
I've
you kidding
never
me?
Remember
we
you
know what
this.
You've done because you rattle on about it all the time.
Actually,
you've
just,
never dropped the McDonald's
yeah,
card.
Yeah, I never have known you worked at McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm sure I've said this before. I have for 5 years.
What happened? You get kicked out for doing something in the play place?
No, I quit.
Oh, of course. That's what I would say, too.
And I moved on to a waiter job.
Dude, right, you quit.
You know what I found out?
What, dudette?
Like, every family, when you go to a McDonald's play place during the week, it's kind of sad. Like, almost every family is there doing visits, trying to get their kids back that have gotten their kids taken away. Isn't that kind of sad?
How do you know that?
Yeah, why are you bringing
is
up the
like,
saddest
that's what I found,
news ever?
I just, is there
just
like a stat?
I found that out in my CASA work. That's like
a
hot spot.
Do they have a stat for that?
It's just like that's where everybody goes. It's where everybody sets up their community visits.
Because like their kids
so
can
So if you
play.
Take your kid there is a 90% chance a lot of the kids in there are there visiting their parents that they don't get to live with anymore. It's just very sad.
Oh, that
Good
is
morning.
Very
Thank
sad.
Thank you for making me sad.
Wow.
I want to eat ice cream now. That really brings me down. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You want to be anonymous or who is this?
My name is Victoria.
Good morning, Victoria. Do you happen to work at McDonald's?
I've been working here for 10 years. I'm here now.
Woo-hoo! Where are you at so we can come pay you a visit?
down in Greenwood at Stop 11 and 31.
All right, cool. I will be there for my free food later. Now, why is the ice cream machine broken, Victoria?
I don't know about other places, but ours has not been broken for the last 5 years.
Okay, dang. Now can you attest for this? At night, I have a question. If you guys are in the process of cleaning the machine or you guys are cleaning it early to, like, get out early, does that happen? Because I'm always getting a McFlurry, like, at night.
Ours, we do not shut ours down. We are a 24-hour store.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to go see Victoria when the world's ending. I'm like, well, I know where they won't shut it down.
Yeah, she runs a smooth McDonald's there.
Mm-hmm. A smooth ship.
Victoria, what's your favorite item on the menu?
McChickens.
Mm, and do you have, like, a secret combination you make or that's on the menu I can ask for? Like, hey, I want the Victoria special.
To be truthfully honest, a Big Mac biscuit.
Oh.
I don't think I should be turned down by food, but Victoria, I have to let you go. I feel awkward. This is really exciting.
Well, come and see me, and I'll hook y'all up.
That's right, so cool. Nice.
I really am. I'm like, Victoria said I could get whatever I'd like. So, all right, I feel like we learned something here. Just tweet us, at Joe and Alex. So I want to know, like, where you go. And actually, can you do me a favor? I think it'd be an interesting poll. Just narrow it down to what we just talked about with the Blizzard or the McFlurry.
Okay.
With the ice cream cream right there. Because I was surprised you both said that.
Frosties are pretty dope, too. Just
oh, my God. How
there.
Do we miss that one?
Not a Frosty fan.
Well.
Of course.
Of course.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.